I'm very focused on modernizing our systems, specifically our acquisition environment. We have a wide variety of applications, but we also have some very legacy systems as well. And so I'm very focused on trying to modernize those. We have something called the Enterprise Acquisition Solution in place that we're putting together. And I think the community will start to see some changes going forward. For instance, we are constantly, if you work with GSA Advantage at all, you know what the SIP tool is and you've heard about it. We're working to put in new services into the environment so that we can phase out the SIP tool at some point in the process. We're very focused on enterprise acquisition and then modernization in general. So we've taken a SOA, services-oriented architecture approach overall. We're using Business Process Management Suite. But also we're looking at cloud solutions. And I really do think that SOA and having the services available and having standards-based development will help us work with some of these cloud solutions. Because when I talk about Web 2.0, I talk about the integration factor. There's a social media factor. There is a community factor. But being able to integrate across applications, across organizations, across companies or vendors is going to be the true value. And we can really create, you'll create our own network, somewhat mix and match for the organization. That's what I'm really looking forward to.
All right, you hit upon a couple of key terms here. Let's start with the modernization of the systems around acquisition environment. Now, the integrated acquisition environment, that is separate from what you're doing. Is that correct?
Yes, it is a separate environment. So we're focused on the organization of FAS. Integrated acquisition environment is they're putting up solutions for the entire federal government. And there is another CIO within GSA, Chris Warnicker, who manages that environment.
Because I think when a lot of people hear about acquisition and modernization, that's the first thing, because there was a contract awarded just recently. I think it was IBM. And they're talking about eight systems that they're bringing together. So that's a whole separate thing. Now, I imagine they'll eventually integrate with your systems because of how much work you guys do. So what systems then are we talking about from a FAS level?
They're very familiar with FSS19, which is our legacy environment. We also have applications called e-offers and e-mods. We have assisted acquisition service environment has what used to be the old ITSS. So there are multiple components of acquisition that we want to tie together. And those are the ones that we're really focused on today.
E-offer, e-mod, we've heard about that a lot over the years. And I think the goal here is to make it quicker, make it easier. Can you talk a little bit about where you're going with that? I mean, have you already made some upgrades and there's other upgrades coming? Or when should we expect to see maybe the initial set of upgrades that's really going to affect how these tools work?
I believe we'll see in the next 6 months a change. We're working on what we're calling the pricing tool for e-offers and e-mods. So when a vendor is submitting an offer, and this is primarily the schedules program, the offer will be electronic coming into GSA, but also we're looking to use a lot of commercial, there's a lot of commercial organizations that provide descriptions for products, and we're focused on products right now, to reduce the burden on the vendor as well as reduce the burden on the contracting officer. And then when that is this data is brought into the tools, the contracting officer will be able to compare, especially if it's a mod, they'll be able to look at the current prices, and they'll also be able to look at the modifications electronically. We will be highlighting any changes that we see coming forward, which should expedite the process, because today it's a very manual, labor-intensive process for both the vendor and the contracting officer. So I expect those changes, as long as the policy comes along with it, in the next 6 months to start hitting the street.
I know a lot of vendors are definitely excited about the e-offer and e-mod. Specifically, I think e-mod, I think the modification, I remember some numbers in terms of time frames that Ed O'Hara had mentioned, it takes weeks instead of could do it in days. So I think you'll have a lot of people excited about that. The other thing you mentioned was the FSS19, the legacy system. Now, what's that do? What kind of system is that?
FSS19 is a true legacy application. It was written in, I think it was 1980. It's a COBOL application on a mainframe. I mean, that doesn't mean it's been static since that time. There have been a lot of changes and areas added to FSS19. And we call it a homegrown ERP because it really does have a tremendous amount of functionality in addition to, this acquisition component. Where I see SOA being able to assist us is some of these components work very well. They're very efficient. And certainly in the beginning, we want to be focusing on the gaps when we're doing development. So if there are gaps in the systems that are provided, we should be able to work on those gaps and then basically use services to get to the legacy environment. You can essentially wrap a module and pass data back and forth. So that's where we see being able to use SOA to kind of, it's almost more of an evolutionary approach in some ways, that we're not trying to do a big bang. We've certainly, GSA has had some very well-published big bang failures. We're taking a different, a little bit more incremental approach, but really trying to reuse what works and fill in the gaps where there are gaps in the application.